From IPM News, I'm Arjun Tucker, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning, Arjun. We have some green on the screen here, surprisingly, in the grain markets. Overnight, we saw losses of 8 to 10 cents in beans, 4 to 5 cents in corn. The market settled the overnight session at 7:45 Central Time this morning with those losses. When they reopened at 8:30, to the surprise of most people, we saw some higher trade, and we are currently almost 30 cents off the lows in the bean market. We are almost, we're only 8 cents or so off the lows in the corn market. No real news. There's a lot of rumors that China now sniffing around, at least at a minimum, for U.S. bean purchases. And there has been rumors, for several weeks that beyond beans, China would be in for other products, specifically potentially U.S. corn and sorghum as part of this new trade deal that was announced a few weeks ago. So no confirmation, but it does look like there's a lot of rumors of Chinese interest of, at a minimum, U.S. soybeans, and that has us quite a bit higher than where we settled the overnight session at 7:45. Right now, July corn's up 2 3/4 at 4.18 even. That is about 5.5 cents off the lows. September corn up 3 3/4 right now at 4.26 1/2. December up 4 3/4 at 4.46 1/2. March of 27, 4.60 even. That's up 4.5 cents. December of 27, up 4 cents at 4.74. July bean futures up 14 1/4 right now at 11.33 1/2, with August up 15 1/4 at 11.38 3/4. September bean futures up 16 1/4, 11.38 even. Novembers are up 17, 11.51 3/4. In January 27, beans up 16 1/4, 11.65 3/4. Soy products are also higher, but less so than the bean market. July soy meal up $1.70 a ton at $303.70. July soy oil is unchanged right now at 74, now up a tick at 74.38, but that is about 40 points off of the overnight lows. Wheat also higher on the day, and in sympathy with these surging bean prices, you have July Chicago wheat futures up 10.5 cents right now, $6.25. September up 9.5, 6.10 1/4. July Kansas City's unchanged right now at 6.40 even, with the December Minneapolis wheat up 2 cents at 6.64 1/4. Over in the livestock, continuing with some strength in the cattle complex, June live cattle up 95 cents right now at 251.57. The August up $2 even at 245.25. October's are up 262 right now, 239.42, with December up 270, 238.57. February of 27, live cattle up 260, 238.70. On the feeders, we've got October feeders up 282 right now at 358.92. November's are up $3 at 355.42. The January contract also up $3, 348.85. Even seeing a little bit of strength in the hog market. We've really been beat up here in the hogs over the last couple of months, but a little bit of stability today. August lean hogs up a dime right now, 95.87. October's up 7 cents at 80.30. December's are right now up a tick at 73.57. October's are, I'm sorry, out of order there, but October's are up 7 cents right now at 80.30. Outside markets in focus as well. Obviously, with the agreement with Iran, we have crude oil futures down $2.84 a barrel right now at 77.91. And that's our opening markets for this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Chip. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. We'll bring you some more local news updates in just a couple minutes, including a Senate proposal that could allow year-round sales of E15. So that's coming up in just a couple minutes, and 1A is up next. Thanks for listening. It's 8 o'clock, or rather 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock.